Hawkins, 7 Reasons Suppressor Ban May Cause Pro-Gun Voters to Abandon Trump. By A.W.R. Hawkins on June 19, 2019. Voters are still outraged over President Trump's post-Virginia Beach intimation that he is open to considering a suppressor ban. On June 5, Breitbart News reported Trump telling Good Morning Britain's Piers Morgan that he would seriously look at a suppressor ban. Trump's comments came in a conversation where Morgan referred to the accessories as silencers, giving the impression that the accessories completely eliminate the sound of a gunshot. In reality, suppressors make the sound of a gunshot manageable, removing the ear-splitting high pitches associated with one. But they do not mute the shot. Here are 7 reasons why action against suppressors is politically risky. A suppressor has been used in one mass shooting. A suppressor was used on one of the 2 guns in the Virginia Beach mass shooting. In other words, of all the mass shootings and/or high-profile shootings constantly beamed into homes via the establishment media, a suppressor was used in one of them. Police still heard the gunshots and moved toward them to find the gunman. On May 31, Breitbart News reported Virginia Beach Police Chief James Trevera's observation that police officers located the Virginia Beach gunman by moving toward the sound of his gunshots. Suppressors are not silencers. The fact that police moved toward the sound of the gunman's shots, and that witnesses recalled hearing shot after shot, illustrates the fact that suppressors are not silencers. Rather, they are mufflers that remove the dangerous, high pitches associated with a gunshot. Suppressors are already the most highly regulated firearm accessory in America. The acquisition of a suppressor requires the submission of fingerprints and photographs, and an in-depth background check. It requires the would-be buyer to pay a $200 federal tax and to register the suppressor with the government. The process of doing these things takes 7 to 9 months. The would-be buyer is then allowed to come in and receives a federal tax stamp, showing the suppressor is in the buyer's name, and the buyer is then allowed to take possession of his suppressor. Suppressor acquisition involves many of the Democrats' favorite gun controls. As seen in the above paragraph, acquiring a suppressor involves a background check and registration, as well as fingerprinting and photographing the buyer. Yet when these gun controls fail even in a single instance, Democrats push for more, more, more. Smacks of bump stock ban. The fact that suppressors are not silencers, that they had been used in only one mass shooting, that police in that shooting could still hear the gunshots and run toward them, that witnesses could hear the shots and run from them, and that suppressors are legal in 42 states, which only magnifies their infrequent use in crime, is reminiscent of the way bump stocks were banned after they were used only once in a crime. Ironically, the one criminal use of bump stocks and the criminal use of suppressors were related in that the accessories were legally purchased both instances, then used against citizens in a situation where the citizens could not shoot back. President Trump is running for re-election as a pro-Second Amendment president. He has already banned bump stocks and he risks the loss of pro-gun voters if he goes after the suppressors they have acquired by jumping through bureaucrats' numerous gun control hoops. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him directly @rhawkins@breitbart.com. Sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.